Hello, everyone.
Hi, Rob.
What's up?
So, what'd you saw?
Shoot.
You asked a good question.
Just thinking back to last year, I think one area, and I know it's a whole new year, you try to establish a new identity, and so you don't look back to last year, but maybe you can use it as a way to improve on some area, like third down defense.
Yeah, I mean, you look at last year, and you definitely put that to bed as far as, like, you know, what we did last year, but you want to take some of the good things that you did out there and improve on those, and then you see the things that you need to improve on, and, you know, as a whole defense, you want to be better this year, this season. So I think that definitely as a defense, we're going to be a better defense. We got to put the work in. So that starts today. So again, I think the things that we did last year well, you want to continue to do those, and then also improve in some areas.
What gives you that confidence to feel at this point as you start that process that you will be better?
Well, you know, we got some of our guys back. You know, so last year it was tough when we lost Mayo and Vince and Tommy. Those were big blows. So, you know, having those guys next to you definitely gives you more confidence.
Specifically on third down, I mean, I don't know how much you researched it and stuff, but I mean, what if you did in the off season, what stood out to you, and maybe how can that numbers?
We got to get off the field. That's huge. So, some of the third and long situations, we weren't able to get off the field. I know third and long screens hurt us last year too. So, specifically that play and the third and long situation as a whole, we got to do a better job. Obviously, everything's working together, so coverage, rush, coverage, that both works together. So, that's just one area that we definitely need to work on this year.
I know you talked a little bit about it in the spring, but and things are obviously different when the pads go on, but what kind of impact has Revis had on this defense to this point, and what kind of impact do you anticipate him having on this defense going forward?
Well, like I said, with, the guys that were injured last year, we have new people coming in as well that, give you some confidence. So definitely when you got a guy like Revis on your team, you're going to have confidence that he's going to go out there and, shut down any receiver that he's on. So it's definitely an exciting time for everybody. And, we're all excited to go out there and, put the sweat in together and, get better as a whole unit.
What is it like seeing Gronk more personality-wise more than on the field?
Personality-wise, I mean, come on.
He wasn't there for a lot of the last year, and now he's back.
Gronk's Gronk. He's Yo Soy Fiesta, right? So, again, I think he's a tremendous player. Personality-wise, he's one of the best guys you could ever meet. He's a great guy off the field. He'll, say hi to anybody. He'll do anything for you. So, I'm happy to see his progress and see him, coming into this season and staying healthy. Obviously, that's what everybody's talking about. So, I don't want to speak on his behalf, but I think that he's one of the hardest working guys I've ever seen as well. So, all that together just makes for one heck of a football player. So, I'm excited to see him as well.
Your wife finally put her foot down?
What's that?
Did your wife finally put her foot down? You're a lot less shaggy than the last time.
Well, I clean up a little bit, so it's a new year, right? But I'm just going to let this roll. So we'll see what I look like at the end.
Is there a mindset you guys, that you personally adopt as you're getting ready for training camp where you say, okay, I know this is going to suck. It's going to be hot. You're rolling around in the grass. Where you say, okay, I'm going to embrace it and I'm going to get into it.
Yeah, well, you have to go through it to get to the ultimate goal, and that's having a winning season. And this is the time that you put in the hard work, it all pays off. So being an older guy, I've been through the doubles and all the hard days before. I know what they're like, so I know what to expect. And this is where you kind of set the tone for the season.
You consider yourself an older guy now?
I'm 30. I still feel young. But when they put the 9 next to you at experience, that kind of puts you up there. So,
Logan said that the expectations every year coming into this organization at this time of year are very high.
Mm-hmm.
In your how many years you've been here, has that changed at this point of year, where this point of the season, where we expect more and more?
I mean, you guys are the media. I know what the expectations are, but you know, every year there's always high expectations just because we're on one of the best teams in the NFL. So there's always an expectation. Well, actually, for me personally, there's always an expectation to do better for what I did the previous season. So I'm always trying to improve and be a better football player, and that's every year of experience you get, you want to maximize your abilities and continue to improve as you get older, you know, because as you, everyone knows, when you get older, they say your speed and talent and all that stuff fades away, but your experience grows. So I'd say that my experiences here have helped me, you know, become a better football player and more productive on the field. So, you know, goals for this year for me are just to be a better football player than I was last year.
Upwards of 90% of the defensive snaps. I'm curious from your perspective, bring on that workload?
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is, I'm going to be out there and I'm going to be playing hard. So if it's 90, if it's 100, if it's 80, you know, I'm going to be out there playing just as hard as I would if, you know, I was playing 100% or 80%. It's just going to be me doing the same thing that I do every year.
I guess I was more curious, like, from your perspective, could 80 almost be better because it keeps you fresher for, let's say, like, the got to have it, you know, pass rush situation?
Well, I mean, I'm not a guy to make any excuses. So, you know, whatever amount of plays I'm out on the field for, I got to be out there and I got to play well. So whatever it is, and I'll go out there and I'll make plays. All right. Thank you.